This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now to preview Bengals a little bit, what he's seen so far through training camp 22. Joins us on the Regency Furniture Hotline. Let's welcome back to the show from Fox 19 in Cincinnati, Joe Dannemann. Joe, good afternoon. What's happening?
Gentlemen, good to talk to you again. It's been too long.
Well, it's good to have you back. And the old Super Bowl hangover, it's a term that's been used for over 50 years now since the advent of the Super Bowl, and the Bengals defending AFC champions, very close to being defending Super Bowl champions. Give us an idea of what the offseason was like. You know, you do the circuit, you're desired at, the speeches and dinners and everything that goes along with it, but how has that Super Bowl, post-Super Bowl hangover, if there is one, been for the Bengals so far?
Well, it's been interesting because Cincinnati, I think, is rare in the case that even though they lost the Super Bowl, they didn't have a parade when the team got to town, but they did have a big celebration with the fans. Zach Taylor showed up. The front office showed up. So Cincinnati celebrated its season last season, and they should. They hadn't been to the Super Bowl since the 1980s. So to make it back and come that close to winning it, I think, was something the city wanted to celebrate and did celebrate. Now the idea of the hangover is different because Zach Taylor was asked about that this week. They've been receiving a lot of national attention at training camp. A lot of reporters that we typically don't see around the Cincinnati Bengals are now here, and Zach was asked about how he's helping his team kick that Super Bowl hangover, and he keeps pointing to what he has written all over the walls of Paul Brown Stadium and all the plasma screens inside the locker room. It's a slogan that says it's about us and that they want to keep everything inside. They've had expectation before from outside that wasn't good. Now it is good. It is positive. And he says as long as they maintain that idea that it is just about them, they don't have to worry about other people's expectations, that they're going to be fine. And look, they've got a very talented team, a team who was very close to winning the Super Bowl last year, and they've gotten better. They've added more pieces to protect Joe Burrow. So the idea of a Super Bowl hangover, yeah, I think that's something that's always in play. But I think this roster is loaded with guys that are ready and hungry to get back to the playoffs and see what happens in a loaded AFC.
Now, Joe, one thing that can accelerate a Super Bowl hangover, air quotes, is a bunch of injuries to key players. I mean, the Ravens have already had a couple of guys get banged up here during their camp. But what's the health status for the Bengals here on this August the 8th? We know that Joe Burrow had the appendicitis, but, you know, he'll be ready to rock and roll, we're guessing, for the season.
Yeah, that's the big one right now, is waiting to see Joe Burrow get back. It's been a little less than 2 weeks since he had the surgery. He's yet to throw. He's been out of the practice field on a cart. He's been inside the team meeting rooms, leading meetings. So we expect Joe, I would think, probably next week to get back out there and start throwing, and then have a good 2-3 week ramp up to get ready for the season opener on September 11th. As far as that goes, that's really the only big injury concern right now for the Bengals, and it's not really a concern. I would say this, Lyle Collins, who was their big offensive signing, for the offensive line in the offseason, he's yet to practice. He's got a kind of a back issue that he's saying he has, but I think this is just taking care of a veteran and letting him sit out some of training camp. The other big one was Alex Kappa, another big offensive line signing. He had a bit of a core problem in the offseason, but he's back. So I think the Bengals are looking good health-wise. They've had a couple of guys go down, but they're more role players, more depth. None of their stars have been affected by the injury bug outside of Joe Burrow having the appendicitis.
Now, how's my favorite draft pick doing, Dax Hill? I loved him coming out of college.
Yeah, he looks great. Look, they're going to rely on him perhaps this year to be a starter, because they don't know what's going to happen with Jesse Bates as of right now. Jesse Bates was an all-pro safety, a guy who's played in the Pro Bowl, who right now is holding out. He doesn't want to be a franchise-tagged player, and he says he's going to hold out. And he's also threatened not to play this season. Look, I don't think Jesse Bates is going to leave $13 million on the table, but if he does, that's why the Bengals signed Dax Hill to step in and be ready. He's been running with the one since day one. He looks athletic. He looks fast. There have been a couple of occasions where he's been lined up against a tight end where he looks like he gets muscled a little bit at the point of attack. So he's a bit undersized for a safety, but you know, he's that new modern safety that you want to run sideline to sideline. He's got that ability, and he's got that athleticism. So the Bengals are relying on this guy. They've said all good things about him so far, but we have seen a couple of times when he lines up against those bigger tight ends that sometimes safeties have to cover. He looks like he can be physically overmatched, maybe just a little bit here in his rookie season.
Now, what about, I know they made some improvements in the offensive line. How are they looking at practice? Because, what, they have 70-some sacks last year?
It has not looked much better at practice, to be honest with you. Now, part of that is Lyle Collins has not practiced. Alex Kappa is just coming back into practice. And then Ted Karras is their new center. They still have a gaping hole at one of their guards. That's kind of a revolving door at this point. And right now, the Bengals' defensive line, and this is, I think, probably the case for a lot of camps where the defense is dominating early. Look, Brandon Allen's playing quarterback and Joe Burrow's not. The offensive line doesn't have all their pieces in right now. So it doesn't look good for the Bengals' offensive line. Now, they were still able to make the Super Bowl last year, even though Joe Burrow got sacked a record number of times. But the idea here is this, is to make sure what happened to Andrew Luck doesn't happen to Joe Burrow, that he doesn't keep taking this pounding for the first 5 years of his career, because that stuff starts to add up. Burrow likes to think he's tough. He is a tough guy. He plays through a lot. He had a pinky injury last year. He had a knee injury in the Super Bowl. And now he's got the appendicitis that he's working back from. But if this team is going to keep Joe Burrow here for a second contract and keep him healthy for a long time, they had to address the offensive line. They did. The problem is we haven't yet seen it at training camp, so it looks a lot like it did last year at this point for a lot of different reasons, but I do think there's no way they can't be better than what they were last year. Even if they're just marginally better, it's a big, big boost for Joe Burrow in that offense.
Now, how's their tempo of practice? Because like the Ravens, they don't do any tackling, and I was listening where the Steelers – anytime they have pads on, they're tackling live and stuff. So what's the tempo like for the practices, especially in pads, with the Bengals?
Yeah, tempo's good, but they aren't hitting. There's been a couple of thuds that kind of raised their eyebrows. Like, they probably shouldn't have done what they just did when they hit somebody down the middle. I saw one of those yesterday where a safety hit a running back and probably shouldn't have. But, yeah, there's no one going to the ground. There's no tackling. It's standard 2022 NFL training camp stuff. But the tempo looks fine, and the plan they have looks great. It just doesn't look all the way right without Joe Burrow on the field. And so until Joe Burrow gets back there, and look, there's so much more attention now at Bengals training camp practices, so much more energy, so much more excitement. There's so many more people there than there used to be. I can't imagine what that's going to look like when Joe's out there practicing in front of the fans and the excitement really starts to hit. But the tempo is fine. They just aren't hitting, and that's just modern NFL training camp.
Now, didn't I read, like, season tickets are sold out? So, I mean, it's going to be a different crowd for your home games, too, this year.
Yeah, that is accurate. Yeah, for the first time, they have sold out their allotment of season tickets. It is completely different in Cincinnati right now than it ever was before for the Bengals. Look, anytime Joe Burrow talks, there have been times where, you know, I work at a local TV station. We will cut into programming to take Joe Burrow's like weekly press conference live on the local Fox television station. That's how big of a star he's become here in Cincinnati. And, you know, we start talking about big stars in Bengals history. Chad Johnson was at practice yesterday. And someone asked me, is Chad the biggest star in Bengals history? I said, yeah, before Joe Burrow showed up. And in just a couple of years, he's changed that kind of narrative already in Cincinnati. So, yeah, he's a big deal. The excitement in Cincinnati is at an all-time high for this Bengals season, and it should be. They've got as good a chance as anybody to win the AFC North, And then once you get into the tournament, we saw last year, anything can happen when the Bengals went on the run they went on.
Joe Dadman, Fox 19 in Cincinnati. And Joe, before we let you go, you mentioned the AFC North separated by two games, first and last, where the Ravens technically finished. How are you handicapping it on August the 8th?
Boy, that's tough because I'm one of the few people here in Cincinnati who thinks that Baltimore is going to bring it this year for the Bengals. Last year, the Bengals scored 80-plus points in two games against Baltimore, and we understand the second game in Cincinnati when the Bengals played the Ravens didn't have anything left defensively. They were so beat up, so banged up, and the Bengals took advantage of it and almost kicked them while they were down a little bit, and then Zach Taylor said after the game that he's not going to apologize for running up the score on the Baltimore Ravens, considering how many times that had been done to the Bengals in the past. That's a long way of me saying that I believe the Bengals deserve to be and should be the favorite, but I do think Baltimore is very close. And if the Bengals do have an injury or two this year that they didn't have last year, they were remarkably healthy last year. And that's one of the big breaks you got to have to make a Super Bowl run. They were remarkably healthy, and of course the Baltimore Ravens weren't. So if the Bengals don't have the same kind of injury luck and the Ravens get that kind of break this year, I do think the Ravens have the kind of roster that is built to challenge the Bengals, beat the Bengals, and be right there. And look, Vegas agrees with me. They have the Bengals and Ravens as the exact same odds to win the Super Bowl this year. So I think the Bengals deserve to be the favorite, but I think Baltimore is right there. And then Cleveland, and then I think Pittsburgh's in last with the quarterback situation they have.
Joe Dadman, Fox 19, Cincinnati. Joe, great to catch up with you. Obviously, we'll talk to you before the season starts. We'll do predictions and all the fun stuff that comes up with the beginning of a new NFL year.
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.